Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am internet marketing expert Gloria Rand and your host of the podcast, and you can find me at GloriaRand.com. I am delighted that you are here today because I wanted to share some thoughts with you about Twitter. Now, in the past on this podcast, I know I've dealt with Facebook and I've dealt with LinkedIn, but I think I've given Twitter a little short shrift, and I think it's time to change that. So I know that a lot of small business owners that I've dealt with over the years seem confused about Twitter. They just find that I still deal. I mean, I talked to somebody, I think, just the other day. They were like, I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use it. Well, I tell you, they're missing the boat, because even though it seems a little confusing, there are ways to be able to use Twitter effectively for your business. Number one, it's a great way to be able to use it to connect with thought leaders in your industry, just to be able to stay on top of what's going on. You can use it to connect with media outlets. So maybe to be able to find ways to be able to connect with journalists and reporters so that you could actually promote if you have something noteworthy that you want to get out there, you've introduced a new product or service, or you're having a big event, you can use Twitter as a way to connect with those people a lot more easily than in the old days where you would have to send out a fax or something to be able to reach people. So it's a fabulous tool for that, but it's also just great to be able to use it as a way to connect with your ideal prospect. And so that's what this podcast is all about, is using it to, how to be able to get your message out to get those ideal prospects. So I'm going to share with you a few tips today, and to help you be able to do that a little bit better. So the first one is one of my favorites, and that is to have an attitude of gratitude. And frankly, this is important to have in every aspect of your life. Is if you have an attitude of gratitude, I'm telling you, your life is going to be so much better. So, but how this relates to Twitter is you could use it as an opportunity to tweet out a thank you to maybe a client or someone that you got some great information from yourself, that you learned something. Again, maybe a thought leader. You could do a shout out to them and say, hey, thanks for that great article. I learned a lot. Something like that, but use it as a way to be an encouragement to someone. So that's my first tip. And excuse me, one quick second. I'm going to take a drink of tea because my throat is getting dry. So hold on one second. Sorry about that. Okay. The next one is one that is great too, is to, you got to have a sense of humor. You need to be able to laugh a little bit. So one company, I actually gotten this tip from a company that they followed the 80-20 rule, where they aimed for 80% of their tweets would be something that would get people to smile or even laugh. So if you have something funny that you want to be able to share on Twitter, go ahead and do that, because I tell you, the world out there is too serious. There's just so much going on right now with, unrest everywhere and racial violence in the United States. And then now it's getting to be presidential season again, even though the whole election is over a year away, but it's like, So I try to stay away from the news. So if you can find something to laugh at and share that with your followers, I think that's going to be great. And one thing I didn't get to mention at the beginning, which I just thought of now, and I think one of the reasons that Twitter has gotten to be so great, I think, now, as opposed to maybe when it first started, is that there are so many, it's really, what's awesome about Twitter now is that you can share, so it's really good with sharing photos. It's, they make it easy to have to put videos on there. There are even things now where you have these Twitter cards, which is a way to have an image with a call to action for your business. And it's tied in now with Periscope. They bought Periscope, the live streaming app, and I'm definitely going to be, I'm using that now in my business, and I'm definitely going to talk about that in a future podcast episode as well, because there's some great tips to be able to use that. So Twitter really is a good tool. So, all right. So anyway, we had the first attitude of gratitude. Don't be afraid to, share some humorous things. The third thing is to share some useful tips related to your business. Maybe you're in, maybe you deal with healthy lifestyle. Maybe you're a coach, a fitness coach, or maybe you do cooking. Maybe you're a blogger, you do food, things like that. But go, or even in, in my business too, it's just, I would share tips about social media marketing and things like that. So anything that you can do to talk about and offer useful information to your followers is going to be great. The next tip I want to share with you is to say something meaningful. Because, it's great to share useful tips. It's also good to be humorous, but sometimes why not go ahead and be a little inspirational? Share some motivational quotes. As I said before, the world is a serious place and we need a little inspiration from time to time to lift us up a little bit. So this will be a great way for you to also be able to connect with your followers. So you can do something like that. Another tip is to do something memorable on Twitter. And this could be if you are sharing some photos, maybe related to an event that you're either hosting or an event you're attending. Maybe you're going to an industry conference. Go ahead and share something share some information from that event, and in the form of videos, photos, or just some tweets that you could be tweeting out about. A lot of events will have a particular hashtag actually associated with it, so you could use that hashtag in your tweets, and then people will know that you're at the event. And of course, another tip is to, anytime you have any way that you can tweet about your business, again, like sharing pictures of maybe you've introduced a new product or something like that, or do some behind the scenes videos of you at your company, at your business. Those are great to be able to tweet out as well. Now, the last one I want to share with you is joining a Twitter chat. Now, if you have not joined a Twitter chat, I'm telling you, you are missing out on a valuable networking opportunity. These things are really great. I have been a part of them. I've actually participated in, and I've actually been basically a co-host of a Twitter chat from the Women Speaker Association. And their Twitter chat is called Speaker Chat, actually. That's their hashtag that they use. And what's great about this is I was able to talk about essentially a particular subject, and I was able to, they had asked me to come up with a list of questions and then some answers. So I would tweet those out, and then everybody who was listening, who was participating in the Twitter chat, I should say not listening, but reading those tweets, they were able to share them with their followers. They were able to comment on them, ask some of their own questions, and I was able to respond back to them. So it's a great way for you to be able to showcase your expertise and learn from other experts. So it's really fun. And what's awesome about it too is that there are hundreds of Twitter chats, maybe even thousands of Twitter chats possibly. I have a list that has a bunch of them right now, but you can always Google Twitter chat in your industry and probably find something. But I will put in the show notes a list. It's a Google Doc that has a list of over 600 Twitter chats, so I'm sure you'll be able to find something there. So I think, and if you also want to connect with me on Twitter as well, I encourage you to do so at Gloria Rand. And of course, use my hashtag for this podcast, which is Write, Sell, Succeed. And that way I'll know that you've been listening. So I think that's going to do it for this edition. So I hope that you got some value out of it, and I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, especially because in my next episode, I'm doing something special. I'm having I actually recorded this interview, and I actually did it via live stream with Periscope, an interview with a performance speaking coach. Her name is Dr. Mary Beth Dame, and she lives in France. So I was able to interview her, even though I am in the United States. I love social media for that. And she has some great, great information to share. And in the first, it's a two-part interview. The first part, she's going to be sharing some common misconceptions about public speaking that small business owners and entrepreneurs may have that's keeping them from really pursuing public speaking as a way to be able to promote your business. And then in the second part, she's going to give us some concrete tips about how to use public speaking and how to improve our public speaking. So I hope that you will tune in for that. So until next time, that's going to do it for me. I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sales Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSalesSucceed.